You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day.
Well, we can see pretty clearly in most places around here right now. Some sunshine now. There is some rain coming in again soon as well. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with our weather expert Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. He's going to explain the classic local weather feature that causes intense rainstorms like the one we saw earlier this week. And as most of us know by now, it has been an extraordinarily wet winter so far. It's about to get a bit better. Is that right, Cliff?
That's right. And it's been very, very wet. This has been the wettest winter season in Seattle history. And that's going back to 1895. Now, the way we measure it is something called the water year. That's the cumulative precipitation, the total precipitation since October 1st. And we have a record. It's around right now, we've gathered about 45 inches of rain. Isn't that amazing at SeaTac Airport? And normally we'd be a little bit over 30 inches at this time of the year. So we're way above. And this is the wettest we've ever had. That's also true in Portland. Even San Francisco has had record-breaking rainfall. In fact, amazingly, San Francisco had our rain this winter.
You mean we shared it or what?
No, they had the rainfall they had in San Francisco was equivalent to the average rainfall we have here in Seattle. So, they've been suffering down there. So it's been an extraordinary year. And fortunately, it looks like it's going to dry out during the next few days.
Well, that's good. Let's hear the details on the weekend forecast.
Well, today is not bad. We have a few showers that are floating around, but those will thin out. And I expect to have some sun. Temperatures getting to 60 today, so not a bad day. Now, Saturday will be two stories. The morning and early afternoon should be fine. It should be dry. But later in the afternoon, clouds will thicken in. And sometime during the evening, it'll start raining. So a fairly vigorous front will be coming through Saturday night and Sunday morning. Now, Sunday, we'll start with some showers, but it should improve as the day wears on. But there still will be some showers in the area, particularly on the western slopes of the Cascades. Then, as we get into Monday, it's going to start improving. Tuesday, better. Wednesday, even better. So we're going to go into a drying trend, temperatures getting up into the lower 60s by midweek. And actually, over the next week or so, it looks like we're getting into a different pattern, and I don't expect the sustained rains that we've had the last several weeks.
Well, thank goodness for that. But it's interesting to take this time right now to think about that classic weather feature that we mention every now and then, the Puget Sound Convergence Zone. Is that what caused that crazy hail I saw this week? I think it was Wednesday, coming down outside the offices here in Seattle.
That's right. It was Wednesday. You know, the number one local weather feature here in Puget Sound is something called the Puget Sound Convergence Zone. In fact, this was the first local weather phenomenon that I studied way back. Now, what happens is, when the winds on the coast get to be between roughly the west and northwest, that's directions from which it's coming, the air goes around the Olympics and then comes back together or converges over Puget Sound. Now, when air converges at low levels, that forces air up. And when air goes up, it cools, it saturates, you get clouds and precipitation. And there's a band of clouds and precipitation associated with the convergence zone. Now, in spring, it's really juiced up because the air tends to be pretty unstable. It tends to be bubbling with cumulus and cumulonimbus. And so that uplift from the convergence zone really produces an area of heavy showers. And that is exactly what happened on Wednesday. A convergence zone set up and an intense band of rainfall occurred north of downtown Seattle. So north Seattle towards Everett, this band was moving back and forth. Some places had over an inch of rain. And where it was really unstable, you had a little bit of hail or grapple that was falling down. Some places turned white from this grapple. And I think there was even one or two lightning strikes. So it was an amazing a very intense convergence zone event.
That's a funny word, grapple.
Grapple. You know, grapple are these ice particles. They look like little pieces of hail. Sometimes they're called soft hail. But the most vigorous convection, the strongest convergence zones, give us these little ice pellets.
Cool. I learned a new word today. You've been describing all of this recent weather as Darth Vapor. Are we done with Darth Vapor, Cliff?
Well, I think we probably are. It looks like the band of large values of water vapor that I was kidding around calling Darth Vapor, some people call them atmospheric rivers, that is dissipating. And I don't see a sustained atmospheric river being around during the next week or so.
Thank you so much, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.